Do you ever feel stuck in a loop of negative thoughts or self-doubt? Or maybe you have big dreams, but something just seems to hold you back. Well, the answer might lie in the hidden depths of your subconscious mind, and we're talking about it right after this. All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey. They can see this. The delay here is to get y'all over on YouTube because we are on YouTube. So I'm waving at our boo-boo babies.
Can you believe
in YouTube land?
There are people who have been listening to this podcast for years who still don't know who's Brittany and who's Germany.
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling.
I could believe it, especially if you never visually see it and it's just become, you know.
But at the beginning of the show, we say, this is Brittany.
But they can't put a face, all because you know who's talking doesn't mean they have a picture, a visualization. Okay,
they're just saying they didn't know what we look like.
Yeah.
Not who's who.
Yeah.
They're putting a face to the name.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, hold on.
Although I could not imagine you with my voice.
I know.
Like, you have such a sweet voice. It just matches like you, you know? Like, it's like a perfect it's small, petite little voice. Yeah, like it matches you. And y'all, I have a big voice. It's not really big, it's just deep.
Yeah, it's just it's
a bass bone.
It's like rasp.
A bass bone.
Boom, boom,
boom.
So
it doesn't give. I couldn't imagine having a little voice like this.
People used to tell me that I talk like a baby.
What? It never gave baby.
They
it gives
said
baby
to talk
so
like
mature.
A baby. But you know, I've heard that I have an attractive voice on the phone.
Okay.
What I got a phone voice.
5 in the morning.
I heard I got a phone voice.
Okay, I'm not mad.
And I'm up having phone sex with
I can never. I actually could never. I've never been able to pull myself to do that.
Yeah.
Boy, just come over here. I'll start acting.
Yeah, I'm too goofy. Somebody tried that with me once.
I have no
I'm
words.
Like, you are crazy.
I have no words.
What the fuck? Like, let's not.
Let's not. I don't have the words to arouse you over the phone.
So then people could be like, you do all that shit she was saying. Let me just show you what
I'm
going to do.
Yeah, I'm a shower. Okay, I like to walk it like I talk it. I don't really like to say too much.
I don't say too much.
I don't say too much, but I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah, I ain't going to say too much. I don't got too much to say.
No, but let's just make it happen.
Yeah. Please, I don't want to talk about it. What?
However, as I've gotten older, I do like the...
Sexting?
No, not sexting so much, but the talk, you know, if we can talk a little bit, that's cute. Talk about it like maybe after.
Oh, a recap.
A recap.
Okay, that's different though. Then, isn't that two different energies,
no,
you think?
And yeah, for sure. And I also, it can be like some talking in the mist. I don't want to talk before. I don't want to talk when we're talking, not really.
While you're having sex.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. I don't want to talk before when we're not having sex. That feels weird to me. And I'm like, oh God, now you want me to turn you on. Turning me on.
Yeah.
Like, well, sometimes it's cute though. Let me actually stop. It depends.
It depends.
I like to be talked to.
First of all, there's a couple of things. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, it done got gone somewhere.
One thing I would say, it depends on
the man.
The timing. If you come too quick with it, ick. It.
For sure. We're talking about something major that's established. Ick. Established rapport.
If it's established, yeah, I'm here for a flirty text. Mm-hmm. I'm here for a flirty, freaky text.
I like the flirting and the freaking to be done to me. I don't know.
You if don't
I,
like to see
I like
it.
A receive. Yeah, I like a reception of sorts.
Same. I like to receive. Here to receive. I haven't really dished.
I don't want
to
dish too much.
I haven't dished much.
As soon as I send the message, I'll be like, I sent it. I'll start feeling weird after. Like, okay, come on, say something.
About I know. Yeah. I can receive it all day, though.
I can receive it, too.
But as far as distributing it, yeah.
I can receive it. I'm good for that. Go ahead and send it.
Period. Anywho, so how are you doing, freaky?
Now I'm the freaky one. Now I'm the sex of the podcast. How are you? I'm good. How are you? How are you feeling?
Pretty good. At the time we're recording, this is the beginning of the week, so looking forward to a good week.
I'm looking forward to a good week, but because you mentioned it's the beginning of the week, we did have a really cute weekend, I would say.
Oh, we did.
On Saturday night, we stayed inside, had a cute little girls' night. If you followed us on Instagram, or if you follow us on Instagram, then you'd have seen our story was lit with our cooking
Chronicles.
Escapades. Yeah. It was cute.
It was. So at first we were going to hit the town. We were like, we're going to go hang out, you know, like girls do.
Yeah.
But then we decided to practice what we preach and have a girls' night in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't really preached it that much. We just mentioned it once. So right, alternatives to hanging out with your friends. We decided to cook together. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. And the food was good.
It was really fun. It was really cute. We got in our Nara Smith bag. Everything was homemade, which was a nice touch. And it was cute to collab in that way.
And it's something that I don't normally do. I don't normally make hella shit from scratch.
Me either, y'all. We didn't sauces, eat till 10 p.m.
We made sauces. Damn near, they wanted us to make a balsamic reduction. At some point, when everything's taking 50 minutes to make,
yeah,
we have to get some store-bought things.
Please, bring 50 that minutes to the
for the marinara. 50 minutes for the balsamic reduction. Steep the olives for an hour. Hold on. This is an all-day thing.
We're 3 hours in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually didn't eat till 10, but it was still cute. We were like, this is just like having a late res. That's how we were reframing it and mm-hmm. having the perspective of, okay, it's fun. We're having a good time. We're going through the motions. But I do think, and I would recommend, do this every now and again with a few girlfriends. Maybe rotate going to different person, you know, each person's house and having a meal that you guys are going to cook. Like, okay, this month we're cooking from an Italian cookbook. This mm-hmm. month we're doing Japanese or, you know, some sort of Thai. Now, I really can't stick my toe in that boat.
Thai?
I don't think I could do that.
Why?
I don't know. I feel intimidated.
Why? Because it's too exotic?
I don't know if it's exotic as much as I feel like I can't wrap my mind around cooking that. Something like Italian, I cook the basic Italian at home. So I feel like familiar.
Yeah, you know that's intertwined with African American.
Yeah, spaghetti. Pasta, we do that all day.
We've been running parallel with Italian.
I mean, that's damn near ours. So, but something as different as like a Chinese food or a Thai food. I've done some Asian inspired, but the way I really want it.
I've done Asian inspired too, a sesame.
And inspiration, but it never gave fully.
But you know, if you go to the Asian mart,
yeah.
It's the ingredients that go in it that really flip it. I mean, yeah. You've made a curry.
I do. I love a curry.
So that's
more Indian.
Oh, I've made a Thai curry.
Oh, okay.
So you get the lemongrass and the curry, you know, all that.
I do love. And there's an Asian mart. Okay, so here's something else. We're going to have a Korean barbecue night at my house. Amadeo has a little grill and she's going to bring it. This has to be when it's warmer so we can be out on the balcony. And then we'll get all the meats from H Mart, marinate it, and they have these really good glass noodles and we'll have a time. So that'll be something else we talked about. Korean barbecue night, although I do not eat Korean barbecue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'll have the sides. I don't know what I'll do, but it'll be cute to have.
That's a good idea for you.
It'll be cute to have. You eat it, right?
Yeah, but what are you going to eat?
We'll figure it out. Anyway, the night was cute. The weekend was cute.
It was really cute.
And we're going to do it
again. Must do again.
We're going to do it again.
Must do it again. So yeah, that was the weekend.
10 out of 10. Wow, now that we didn't talk to our mouths.
It was a chill weekend.
Ran our mouths.
Right. We ran our mouths and now we're here to run them some more.
Mm-hmm.
We really run our mouths for a living. I never would have thought. I never would have thought that I would be running my mouth at this frequency for others to hear.
Yeah, you know? Same, because...
Who would have thought? It's God not something did. That I would normally...
What's that
God
song?
Did.
God did. No. I feel you. Especially because I like to think that I'm a touch reserved.
I am pretty reserved.
Yeah.
That's why when I think that people find the podcast, mm-hmm. they're like, wow, you really have stuff to say. Like, you really be, you know, doing your
talking
thing. But when I'm like in person and that kind of speaks maybe to last week's episode, I'm not so gung-ho to just state my opinion or how I feel if it's not welcomed. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are just very outspoken. It's not like I don't talk or like, you know, I don't have a good time. But I'm not the type that's like, well, you know, let me tell you this and let me tell you that. And I know this and I know that.
Yeah,
I'm just not like that.
I know. But
I like that.
I too am not. I'll be quiet, baby. I will just listen. Well, I have literally.
I remember we were at like a Celestion show or something, and Joe was like, "I really like y'all podcast. Why y'all don't be doing that here?" I'm like, "We're not here for that."
This actually isn't the forum for that.
Yeah, I mean, but we could be.
But
you know,
what I was gonna say? That's what I really think. That I feel like doing this work. At the level of which we do it, how comfortable we've created like this safe space where we just come here, we get to talking and we turn the mics off and then it's goodbye, good night. I feel like being able to take it outside of this space would be the full embodiment of like, this is what we do for a living.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I would challenge us to do that, which is a great segue into what it is that we're talking about today.
Yes.
Right. And another piece that I want to add to that is, that would help us be our best selves and live the life that we really want to live.
I know.
That's what I want to say.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're talking about reprogramming our subconscious mind. Now, we've talked about neuroplasticity on this show. We've talked about subconscious. We talked about unconscious. But lately, Germany and I have been having these conversations where we feel like we're kind of hitting a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of been talking in a loop about what we want to happen and then just talking and then it not happening.
I know.
You know, like, there's actions that need to take place for it to happen. And sometimes it feels like, why are we aware?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we know? Why do we feel like we want something different to happen? But then when it comes time to make the action steps, that's where we fall off.
Yeah. Hella plan and no practice. It is actually time to get in the game.
Big
plan. It's actually time. We done mapped out the plays. We know who goes where. We know who does what. We know what uniform to wear for the game. You actually got to start practicing.
So when I was looking up something about a totally different topic, I think it was about the fear of being perceived.
Yeah.
This girl was talking about how she was talking about being famous. She was talking about being famous. She was like, you know, if you want to be famous, she was like, what's stopping you from being famous? Essentially is yourself, honestly.
Yeah.
She was like, instead of thinking about what you need to do, you need to start reprogramming your subconscious mind because you're the one keeping you stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, it really spoke to me. She said a whole mouthful. I can't say it verbatim. We're going to cover a lot in this episode, but yeah. It was a lot. So, should we get into it?
I think we should. It's
okay.
Time.
So,
we've been talking about everything else.
What is a subconscious mind, you might ask? The subconscious mind is a part of your mind that works below your conscious awareness. If we're looking at an iceberg, this is not what's out on the surface. This is not what's at the top. It's what's underneath it, right? So this includes our thoughts, our feelings, our memories, and other mental processes that are not currently at the top of mind,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, it's automated.
But the gag is, it influences our behaviors
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and our experiences.
It is. And our brains are so intricate and amazing. Like, they do so much, y'all. Like, if you really think about your body as this organism, right, this machine that is doing a ton of different things at one time, like you're breathing, you're thinking, the conscious is working, the subconscious is working, you are, your body temperature is regulated, like your brain is doing all of those things
at once
and still some other shit that we can't even think about. So it's just really interesting the way that the mind works and all of the functions of like importance of our brains. And once we get a hold of our brains and really learn how to grab
work
it by its ass,
work yeah, with it,
then we'll see our lives change. So our subconscious mind, though, there's so much programming that is done at an early age. And a lot of time, not all, a lot of times, we're operating on that programming that happened so long ago. A lot of your programming is done by 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Newborn
to seven.
I can't be working off that.
But we are.
I know, which is...
That's the thing. We are. Think about it. So, when we see people that are rich, more than likely, their kids are rich as well, right?
I would love to be a Nepo baby.
We say that all the time.
I really would have loved that for me. I asked someone the same question. I'm like, would you rather have been a Nepo baby or like work for your success? And they said work. I said admirable.
Listen. Probably.
The way I would have been, had my mouth open for that spoon.
Probably because of the way they were programmed. But that's just what they really feel.
Yeah.
So anywho, yeah, you're right. Like I was saying, most times people that are rich, when they have children, their children are rich as well. Like, because that's their programming. They've seen their parents be successful. You know, they've seen how they navigated through the space. They have this concept of money that differs greatly from someone who grew up poor.
Right.
And a lot of the times, if you grew up poor, it's very hard to break away from that programming and change the way you live. Mm-hmm. Like, you're super rich. Not to say it's impossible.
No.
It's just harder. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, the majority of our programming comes between 1 and 7. We are in a certain state that we're going to break down, but our minds are in like a really imaginative state where we're just picking up and copying and mirroring everything that happens that our parents are doing, the way that they talk. I saw this little girl. She was like 6 or 7 and she had did her nails. And her mannerisms was like, you can tell that she copies everything her mom does. She was like, yes, I did my own nails. I did my big one. Period. Like, she was just really like, you know, her mannerisms were like that of an adult.
Yeah, that of an adult.
And I'm like, the way that we just model everything, which is like, if I was a parent, I would really be taking this shit serious, because mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, the way that I'm navigating, the things that I'm pouring into this child, and even the things that I'm doing subconsciously is affecting the way that my child is going to operate as an adult.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot. And the thing is, our subconscious controls 95% of our behavior in daily actions.
Yes.
Only 5% of our actions is from our conscious.
Yeah.
Only 5. 95%.
I know. We're just working on autopilot. That's a little...
And that's why we be having these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we feel like we know. And let me break it down even further for you. And this is why.
Her breakdown.
This is why. So I just told y'all, we're only operating on 5% with our conscious. And I'm going to give you the difference between the conscious and the subconscious. Mm-hmm. So the conscious mind is associated with logical thinking, decision making, and awareness of the present moment. That's easy for us to do.
Yeah,
we can
of course.
Be very logical, you know,
mm-hmm.
but we're using so little of that, which is why our logic, our knowledge doesn't really take us that far.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so easy for us to be like, oh, we know. I mean, we've read books. We listen to podcasts.
It's the application.
We're educated. So the subconscious is thought to be responsible for storing and processing vast amounts of information, including memories, beliefs, and emotions. So this plays a crucial role in shaping our attitudes, our habits, and our responses to various stimuli and things happening. This is the meat and the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the knowledge. It's not the logic. It's how we really feel. Okay, so you know, but how do you feel about your capability to really go out and do the things that you know you need to do?
Right.
You know, when it's time to really get to it.
When it's time, when the rubber meets the road. And that's what it is. A lot of times we're able to say exactly what it is that we know. We understand our desires, but it's like, what are you willing to do to actually achieve the life?
What are you willing to do? I'm sorry, I couldn't let it go.
Tell me what you willing to kiss it better, baby. Yeah, is that what are you willing to do? You know, and a good picture, I guess, example of how our subconscious mind works versus our conscious mind works is think about playing an instrument or learning a new skill, right? When you first start doing playing an instrument or learning a new skill, you have to really hone in and think about what the fuck, how to read sheet music, where your fingers go. It's hard. Shit be cramped up, not even knowing where it goes yet, okay? You don't even know what to do. You can't even wrap your mind around it yet.
Right.
But the more and more you do it through repetition, right, through building the habit, it becomes like second nature. Some people even learn how to, like, you just hear something and you just start playing. Mm-hmm. You just know the vibes, right?
Right?
Or you become so good at a skill where it's like, it's nothing for me to go out there and hit a ball or ride my bike. Or riding a bike is a perfect example. Because not everybody plays music, but majority of us know how to ride a bike. First time, we falling off. We can't understand it. The balance, gravity, it's a mess. Then you learn how it's like, oh, baby, I'm going to get on here. And you never forget. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because your subconscious mind works that way.
I know.
Automate it. Same, we get in the car, we drive, we take the same routes to work. There's
autopilot.
So many autopilot moments that happen throughout our day.
Mm-mm-mm. And the way that we think.
For sure, the way that
we think. The way that we think.
The way that we think, for sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine, okay, so if your programming is in a way that makes you feel like you can persevere and you can overcome, you'll be more likely to take risk and, you know, try new things. But if your subconscious is programmed in a way where you have limiting beliefs, you will sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
You'll self-sabotage. You won't even take the risk. You won't even try because in your mind, it's already like,
So I'm not going to do that. And the T is 60% of our subconscious, our programming is limited beliefs, y'all. 60%.
60% of the 95%.
Damn.
Down bad.
We're not doing
we're
good.
We're down bad.
But the importance of today in having these conversations is to align our current desires with new programming, right? The things that we learned from 0 to 7, and even those things that are sprinkled in throughout our lives that we, you know, have ran into and stored deep down about ourselves or had these experiences, those can't be the guiding forces for our whole lives.
Right.
You know, there has to be a way for us to shake some shit up and have the programming align with the current vision and mm-hmm. version of yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to really get our things. We need to get our things.
We need
to live the life that we want. We need to be the people that we see ourselves as. But that takes deep work.
It takes really deep work. It's going to take more than listening to episodes of this podcast.
It's going to take more than us recording them. Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. The work that we do to like learn, because I'm really good at that. I'm really good at reading a book. I'm really good at reading an article. I'm really good at listening to a podcast. But what I'm realizing is this is going to take something deeper.
Yeah, for sure.
Something different. It's going to take something somatic. It's going to take something that really gets into the mind and changes things up, because it's not about knowledge.
Yeah.
It's about application. It's mm-hmm. about doing something differently because I want differently.
Yeah.
And like we said, this is some real deep programming that happened between 1 and 7. But then for the other years of our lives, we're reinforcing that program.
Exactly. Our cognitive bias is helping us to mirror what it is that we already believe is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's just reaffirming every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we see the same things and it helps us say we're safe here. We understand reality because, yeah, every day I'm what is
on
that
a
called?
Loop.
Not just on a
repeat,
loop.
Repeat.
That too.
Cycle.
I'm reinforcing.
Do you have any specific thoughts or patterns or behavior that seem particularly stubborn or resistant to change? Like, it's that.
I think generally fear, like being afraid to do things.
Resistant to do for new.
Yeah.
New and different.
And trying things, like putting myself out there. Oh, my Lord. Putting myself out there is very scary, but I'm ready to do that. Like, I'm tired of being afraid of like failure. So then I just keep myself stagnant or where I am because it's like, I'm safe here. This feels good, but this is not what I really want. You know what I mean? So I have to break free of being afraid to do new things, try new things, push myself past my comfort zone. It's my comfort zone that's resistant to change.
Yeah, it's like, that's the thing. Our brains are, they want to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are working to keep us safe, but
the safe is not always best.
No, it's not. It's not. What about you? Do you have any beliefs or thoughts, patterns that are maybe you feel like are?
Yes, I do. I have this thought pattern that, and I've mentioned it on the show here before. I have this thought pattern that like things are harder for me.
Yeah, you have said that.
Yes, I have said that. You know, Pastor Julian said a word yesterday about that.
Mm-hmm. He said something else, and I was like, I hope Brittany is receiving this.
What did he say?
At the very end about the daughters being carried.
Yeah, I said, he said the carrying. He did. I received it.
Okay,
I told you.
Remember, I said, this is going to be your season.
You did tell me that.
This is your time.
But he had said something in the same message about how you don't have to work hard all the time.
He said you're not going to have to work hard. Yeah.
Not saying you don't have to work, but I don't have to work harder than everybody else. Like, things are not harder for me. But that is a thought pattern that is really stubborn in my mind that I really need to reprogram that. Because a lot of the experiences that I be having be riddled with an undertone of struggle. And I'm sick of it.
You know what it is?
I'm sick of the element of struggle being associated.
Really briefly, that just brought into my awareness. I feel like one of my limiting beliefs is that, or part of my program is that for the most part, things have been relatively easy for me. Mm-hmm. And if it's not relatively easy, I don't want to do it. Yeah, like it damn near got to come to me easily that I feel like that's worth doing. Anytime it's more challenging than easy, then I'm like, God.
And you only want to do the easy thing.
Exactly. But that needs to be reprogrammed to where I feel like I can do hard things. If things have always come easy to you, then that makes you feel like I do everything with ease. So when I'm met with opposition, I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. That is not for me. But the thing is, I can do hard things. That's the reprogramming.
Yes.
I can do hard things. And guess what? I'm going to do hard things.
Right. And hard doesn't have to mean struggle. It could just mean outside of your comfort zone, what you're used to doing, because that feels hard. It feels hard when you're doing things that you wouldn't normally do.
But just like an instrument, it will become natural for me. I'll learn to play, babe. And then it's going to be like, do you hear that sweet tune?
Then it's giving candlelit concert.
And then it's giving come
quartet.
Really quickly, y'all, we need to take a break because we've been talking. And it's getting real good. But we got to take a break.
We
will be right back. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, we back. That was quick, right?
Damn, so quick. Yeah.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
We're back. So I think it is only fair for us to talk about the roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
Why we struggle to be our best selves. Like, yeah. Think about that. We are really struggling to be our best.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We are struggling. We are struggling to show up.
We are. And it's so important. We talk about this all the time. It's Gibbs' broken record, but we have to operate from the highest version of ourselves. But we're not negating that it's hard to do that.
It's very challenging. But easy at the same damn time. I mean, it's so easy to do what you're used to doing. Like, you really have to be aware. And I know we say this too, like, active in your life to do something different.
Conscious.
Looking at yourself.
What we're going to start saying. Right. Conscious.
Looking at yourself and saying, now, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So
let's kick it off. There are a few roadblocks that we want to share with you. The first one is the power of the past, babes. The past will have you in a chokehold, feeling like you cannot move forward. And one thing I always say is, you ain't going to find me where you left me. But sometimes they do.
Sometimes they actually find you exactly. Hey, old friend.
Crisscross applesauce. Sometimes they come back around and you're in the same spot. And that is how, like,
plan A.
Yes, our upbringing, childhood can have these, like, we have these experiences that reinforce these limited beliefs. Like, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. You don't even know. Like, some of our parents, the people who should have been caring for us, might have said some really terrible things to us that left scars. Wounds,
yeah, or they didn't show up.
Didn't show up. And it's like,
I really hate that I didn't have a father who showed up. I really feel like that was a...
Peace. Key piece missed.
Yes.
I feel you should.
From 1 to 7. And this really makes sense because my mom didn't meet my stepdad till I was 7. So I had already been programmed.
Yeah.
From 1 to 7, yeah. I did not have a present. I mean, I know. I'm not even going to try to make excuses. So I was going to say, well, he was around, whatever the hell. I didn't have a present active father who was reinforcing and programming. Yeah, worthiness and care and consideration.
Love.
No, I didn't.
And it happens. And the thing about trauma, right, whether it's big or small, sometimes it's not even any, that's a huge traumatic experience,
yes,
not having a father. But then it might be those, also the small little moments where you're like, ooh, that kind of stung. Imagine giving a report or a speech and then people laughing at you, or something happens and it's like, I don't even want to put myself in a position to do that again, to feel that little pain, or going out on a limb to ask someone on a date, or, you know, just doing something that puts you outside of your comfort zone, and you were met with negativity, then you say, I'm putting up a block there.
Done with it.
We won't do it again. Yeah. We won't do it again.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Another roadblock is the whispers of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how this negative self-talk can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we can get. It's the constant chatter in our mind, in our minds, that turns critical, gets to talking real nasty, like... Mm-hmm. And it messes with us. Phrases like, I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. I'll never be successful. That's not for me. That's for the other people. And it turns into self-fulfilling prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hinder ourselves. We lose motivation. We lose confidence. We talked about imposter syndrome a couple weeks ago. High achievers can fall prey to this too. You start to question yourself. You start to doubt, am I really good at this? Am I really supposed to be there? Is this real? Or am I going to be exposed?
Yeah.
All of that. And it can paralyze us. And it can prevent us from reaching our full potential. All because we have this doubt in ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're constantly reinforcing the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affecting the way that we show up.
Period. For ourselves. Next, y'all, the comfort of the familiar. This one got me.
This one got me like that.
Like that. By the neck. Yes, y'all. A habit loop. A habit loop. So we mentioned this early on in the episode, but our brains are really wired for efficiency. They're wired to keep us safe. And a lot of safety are perceived safety.
But it is safety, though.
It's safe. But a lot of it comes from habits and doing the same thing over and over and over again. That become routine feels familiar. The same feels familiar. Like feels familiar, right? And even those things that are bad for us, being in a fucked up relationship or somebody who's abusive or a relationship that doesn't work, whatever it is, jobs where we don't feel fulfilled, the routine and the familiarity of it will make us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm good at it. I've been here for 10 years.
Exactly. But And when you break away from those habits, it can feel disruptive and it can make your brain say, "Ooh, we're not safe here." Mm-mm. The brain will feel like we're not safe here. And you know what your brain wants to do? Go back to feeling safe. So then you never end up breaking free.
And then you're spinning the block.
Spinning the block or staying at the job where you don't feel valued or worth, you know, like people value you there. You're staying in friendships where you don't feel like it's reciprocal. There's so many ways that this manifests in our life, but it's happening. Also, the fear of the unknown. So stepping outside of our comfort zone. This is a biggie for me too. We are not able to venture out into the unknown, which keeps us from pursuing opportunities or having new goals because it's like, I don't even want to go over there. I don't want to go over there because that just is so unfamiliar to me. And I'd rather stay here in this little box.
Yeah.
Because anything other than this is intimidating. And you ain't going to intimidate me.
I know. This is real. The comfort of the familiar is real.
That's my biggest roadblock. Along with that, negative self-talk sometimes be eating me up.
I know.
It's because I'm critical.
I've been pushing myself to get out of my comfort zone. I like to try new things. I do.
But I've been trying to be less critical.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
I have been. I'm like, even little things. I'm like, no, just do it.
So and it really takes work.
It does.
Because it's so easy to just be like, what the fuck?
I don't want to be her.
What is going on?
I don't want to be her to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be her to me.
Okay. Another roadblock is our surroundings. How our surroundings influence us. Mm-hmm. Who you with?
I ain't going there.
Who are you with? Surrounding yourself.
I thought you were taking it somewhere else.
Surrounding yourself with people that are critical, dismissive, judgmental. Always got something to fucking say. Imagine what that does to your mind. You know, it couldn't be good. It couldn't be good. And it can reinforce your limiting beliefs because we negative, we Debbie Downers. Yeah, this doesn't feel positive. This doesn't feel like there's hope, you know?
Yeah.
And then we have the societal pressures. We already know how this society gets down. Unrealistic beauty standards. Making us feel inadequate, causing dissatisfaction. I need to change this. I need to do this. I don't, you know, I'm not enough.
Yeah.
I'm not meeting the standard. Causing us to focus on external validation, doing everything for the approval of others instead of like what authentically feels good to us and what, you know, feels genuine. It can have an effect on us and it's not good. We all have our own unique paths and we need to get back to that. Y'all know how we feel about that. But this can have an effect on us. It can be a roadblock.
Yeah.
Seeing what everybody else is doing and thinking that we need to do the same damn thing.
Yeah. Biology is another roadblock, y'all. Our brains and our makeup natural chemistry contributes to our resilience, our motivation, our tolerance to be like vulnerable. A lot of this is chemical. And some of us have a better,
an interesting mix cocktail.
Yeah, you know, but the more interesting part is like people who have lower dopamine levels struggle with procrastination or motivating themselves to do certain things. So you have to consider that too. Are you a person who's just like naturally down?
I know.
Or can lean more towards being like depressive?
Is there a way that we can measure this? Is there a way?
That's another episode.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm interested to know, like, can we measure?
Can you check your dopamine levels?
How can we measure our brain chemistry?
Oh, our brain chemistry.
You know? I mean, I know how we can see, like, we can get a general idea based on, like, someone's temperament and, like you said, the way that they're
presenting.
Yeah, presenting, like, if they're optimistic.
I don't know if there's I don't know if it's something that can be measured, like, in a quantifiable way as much as they're in a, like, qualifiable. Yeah, like somebody sitting down with a
psychological evaluation.
Yeah, psychiatrist or psychologist speaking to somebody through, you know, thoughts, behaviors, patterns, mm-hmm. upbringing, where you can say, this is where you kind of fall in this type of pattern.
Right.
But that happens. People are just like, I'm not motivated. I'm down. I'm depressed. Yeah. You know, and it's more challenging for those types of people to become their best selves.
Yeah, and then that's what the definition of like a chemical imbalance. Mm-hmm. So the final roadblock is unrealistic expectations. So sometimes some of us want instant gratification. You know, we want it done now. I read the book. I listened to the podcast. Change.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen. And that can lead to some of us being frustrated if things don't happen at the pace that we think that they're supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But reprogramming
the subconscious mind is a gradual effort. It's going to take some persistence. It's going to take repetition. And it's going to take time.
Yeah.
We have to be patient with ourselves. And we have to make sure that we don't have these unrealistic expectations that are going to discourage us and call us to say, forget it all. And we stuck still. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to dedicate the time and the energy and the effort towards becoming the people that we want to be. Period.
Per.
So I want to ask you.
Ask away. Come drop.
When you think about the future.
Raven Baxter.
Yeah. What excites you the most?
How did that song go?
You can see into the future.
If you can see into the future.
I don't know.
I bet you life would be a breeze. Life would be sunny from and from a distance. Yeah. But it's not the same. All our Disney Channel girls, millennial girls.
That's so Raven.
It's kick us with the lyrics.
I can see.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think about the future, what excites you the most and what scares you the most? Excitement and fear.
What I'm most excited about is, this sounds cliche, but really living the life of my dreams. You know, that's what excites me. Like being the girl that I see myself really being, having the things that I want to have, not having to even think twice about doing what I want to do. Freedom excites me, right? Like living a life where I feel, wow, this is easeful. I feel like I'm living my purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I was put here to do. The thought of grabbing that, tasting it, is exciting. It's like, that is right there. If I could just push past all of these roadblocks, if I could just jump over them like hurdles,
if I could just, she's a runner, she's a track star.
If I could just do that, eat them up real quick. That is exciting, right? It's like,
I know she doesn't do that hurdles,
but like, think about this. We want to pick up. We want to go on vacation. We want to work from a remote place. We want to go on a shopping spree. I want to. And this shit sounds very materialistic, and it is. It is. But there's also a level of, again, freedom,
yeah,
which is priceless. Doing what I want to do when I want to do. Now, the part that scares me is, I don't know so much if I'm afraid of doing a thing as much as I said, like I said, I'm afraid of failing at the thing. And everybody knowing that I failed or that I didn't do what I thought I could do. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, you thought you ate that. I hate that. Like, damn. And y'all all got to see it was a flop. I like to keep my L's tucked. I like to keep my L's so low key. But that's another thing. Fuck it. Failure is a teacher.
It's what you make it.
It's what you make it. So
now if you sit in the failure and never do anything with it, then okay.
Yeah. But we have to reprogram fuel, the way we perceive failure.
We really do.
What about you? When you think into the future, Raven Baxter?
When I think what excites me?
Yeah.
I like to think that I have a naturally optimistic outlook on life. You know, like I err on the side of positivity. Like I'm really hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I be real faithful. I'm like, I'm hopeful. Even if things aren't looking up, I'm hopeful that they will.
Even though they ain't looking up, you ain't looking down.
Right. Even if things aren't looking up, I'm always hopeful that they will. I always feel that. Like, I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when. So that's the part that excites me the most about life. The when. Because I literally, win.
Yeah.
Both. Win in the win.
Yeah.
Because I feel like.
A double entendre.
I feel like when it does happen for me, I'm going to be very happy, and it's going to be like, okay, see, I knew that it was going to happen. So it happening, and it is like all of my dreams coming true.
Yeah, the life being lived.
The life really.
That's the thing. That's the exciting part, being inside of the life that you've been imagining this whole time.
Yes.
Here we are. We just got dropped in it.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be a drop in, though.
Not a drop in, but you get what I'm saying. When you finally look around and you're like, it's here. All of this, we did it.
Have you seen that meme that says you're living in something? You're currently living.
Yeah, I seen that one. Been saying it for a while now.
You're currently living in an answered prayer.
Here I am. Yes, I know that one. I'm ready for my other prayers to be
right,
answered.
Right. What scares me is similar to you. Not achieving what I just said excites me. Not because other people will consider me a failure, but because I really don't want to see myself as a failure. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't think that I could live with myself.
knowing that I didn't tap into my full potential, I would be so disappointed. I would probably be laying in the grave like, now you're done. Your time is done. And you never even did your big one.
You didn't run your race.
You didn't.
You didn't run your race. You like, actually you walked the whole time.
You just kept you playing never laced small. Up. Like you never really got in the game.
Yeah, that sucks.
You just kept talking about it. That's scary. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Whew, big scare.
And living a subpar life. Living a subpar life is very scary, to me.
It's scary, yeah. Living basic, and basic is subjective, but living basic to me is just not living up to my fullest potential. Knowing that there was things that I knew I needed to do or could have done, and I just didn't do them.
Yeah.
Basic.
It gives basic, y'all.
It gives basic. Now, we would be basic if we didn't have some solutions, because that's really what we're here for. Tools. But we can't give them to you until we take a break. So sit tight and we'll be right back.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Hey, hey, hey. Y'all. Hey, I have something to say. If you are here and you love us like you say you love us. Actually, you haven't been even saying you love
us. I'm like, do that?
That's the thing.
Do you love
us? Nothing has been said. Nothing has been said. There's ratings that need to be left. There's reviews that need to be left.
There's automatic downloads that need to be turned on.
There's downloads that need to be turned on and episodes that need to be shared to show that you love us.
To show that it's real. It ain't been feeling real real.
It's been feeling
here.
Fake.
It's giving fake love.
Cue the Drake.
Turn it
and
on.
I don't like that. So if you're here and you want to support two Black women, which you should be wanting to do, you have a list of things that you can do. Rate, review, share, download. Thank you.
That's it on that. Another thing that you can do if you really want to tap in with the community, join us over at the Homegirl Hangout.
Somebody said you remind them of one of their old little coworkers, the way you be calling people my babies and talking like that.
I cannot help it. This is who I am, y'all. This is really who I am. But as I was saying, you could join us over at the Homegirl Hangout. It's our exclusive membership community that's hosted on Patreon, where we're giving you more of what you say you love.
Yeah.
Okay. There's tons and tons of content, years and years of things to delve into, to unlock.
And business
to learn of. Yeah. And from the latest feedback from our girls who are over there, they've been in stitches.
They were cracking up
with the content that we've been sharing over there, the check-ins and things of the like. So get on over there.
Because we tell our business.
It's just a different energy. It's different energy over there.
I know, it is.
So if you are yearning for more BGB and Tuesdays just aren't cutting it for you, get on over to the Homegirl Hangout. I promise you, you will not regret it.
You will not.
And there's no money back guarantee, so hopefully you do.
Mm-hmm, period. Mm-hmm. And you can always leave if you don't like it.
But support
just come,
us.
Just come and see. Okay, so let's get back to the show, Why Don't We? Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
We're back again.
So by now we understand that our beliefs drive our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, does it all the class understand that?
It's a combo.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Beliefs are in the passenger seat of this car. I mean, in the driver's seat.
Driver.
They're driving the car. Behavior.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much you say you want something. If you do not believe that you're worthy of it or that you can be successful, it's not going to happen.
Right.
If you're scared of rejection. If you're scared of failing, if you think you're not capable.
Yeah.
If you're scared to be embarrassed.
Mm-mm-mm. I hate that.
You will not let yourself do what it takes to succeed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the words?
You need to be talking to the turn your face so you can talk to me.
No. Do you understand? You're not letting you're not going to let yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Because again,
brain. It's really you versus you.
It is. That's what we were texting about. I'm like, it's really, we are our own worst enemy. We are our own worst enemy, y'all. So remember, this is how our subconscious can work against us. Imagine that you say, I want to go out there. I want to be my best self. I want to do the things. I want to get the things. You commit. You say you commit to being this person. You start working towards it. And then
for 2 days,
something comes along. A limiting belief shows up. An inner critic is not whispering. It's yelling at you. It's screaming.
It feels
at you.
Hard.
You actually can't do this. Guess what you do? You drop down to that basic. We're just going to call it basic.
Let's call it basic.
Yeah. We're going to call it the basic version of yourself. You drop down to that basic version of yourself that shows up at your job and your relationships. For yourself, right? You just start operating again from that point of view, from that
person. Your finances.
Yeah, and your finances. Like, you know what? I'm not the kind of person who can be wealthy. I'm not the kind of person who deserves generational wealth. My mama's mama was broke.
Ooh.
This is destined for me. You know, and I would say that, personally speaking, I am open to the possibility of alternative career paths. And as much as I am grateful for my current position where I am right now and doing the work that I am doing, I could see myself doing other things. Now, all of the steps that it would take to exploring other things sometimes paralyzes me. Mm-hmm. And I go back into this place of like, well, I'm comfortable. I make good money. This is cool for now. And that I'll be on fire. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is the year. This is the time. I'm ready. Right. I've mentally coached myself to be ready to do the thing. And then something shows up, that level of comfortability, the fact that I know this job so well, the fact that I've been here for so long, that will make me say, actually, no, I'm cool.
All the roadblocks.
But truly, I know I aspire for more.
Right.
I want more. So this is just not stuff that we've compiled to give to y'all, to feed y'all this. These are things that we're really working through. And I think that, like, when we say we're having these conversations, it's not just being said as space filler or something.
No, it's like we're really having the conversations, which expires a larger conversation on the platform.
But yeah.
When we have the conversation, it's because we're speaking as homegirls who are struggling.
Going through it. It's like, I want more. We are so tired. I'm so tired of talking.
I'm tired of talking. I'm also, honestly, tired of seeing other people live and thrive in there more. Mm. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it and being like, wow, where's mine? Waiting for you to do something.
Right. Yes. Yes.
That's
yes.
Where yours is. Waiting yes. For you to stop looking and start doing.
Stop looking and start grabbing. Reach for yours, queen.
And now's the time.
Now's the time. So the way we say so to train. So all that to say, we have to really become intentional and about doing this work and reprogramming our subconscious mind. And we keep saying reprogram, reprogram, reprogram. And some of y'all are saying, okay, now what do we do? How do we do it? Reprogramming your subconscious mind takes about 3 to 4 weeks on average. Not a complete overhaul.
Not a complete, but to start, you know, start
chipping
shift.
Away.
Shift.
Start chipping away.
Meaning it's going to take more than 3 to 4 days.
Right.
Which
yeah.
Typically we'll start to pick something up and put it back down.
Yeah. But in a you know, a month time span, what did it say? It takes about a month to create a
21
habit.
21 days.
21 mm-hmm. days. There you go. 3 to 4 weeks. You can create some new habits, some new ways of belief, some new systems, patterns where you can start seeing a shift. Ain't gonna be an overhaul, but a shift.
Yes.
Will occur.
And when we're thinking about programming, just a reminder that the conscious mind, that's that 5%, mm-hmm. learns through reading self-help books or listening to lectures, listening to podcasts, something that takes up a lot of my time. And I'm happy, kind of happy and sad to know that, like, you know, that's only 5%. The subconscious mind learns through hypnosis and repetition. When you know better, you do better. It helps you figure out what you need to be spending more time doing to see an actual shift. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're reading too much. Maybe you're, you know, you're self-help booked out and you're wondering, damn, I done read every book that they said to read. I've listened to all the podcasts and I'm still feeling stuck. That's because we need to do something deeper for the subconscious. And that requires hypnosis and repetition and a combination of the other things that we're going to tell you. So the tips and the tools that we're going to tell you today, that we're going to share today, should really help you. And you can implement your own combination to see what works best for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first tip, laying the foundation, we're going to give ourselves permission to be successful. When you got that permission slip for the field trip, you took it home and you gave it to your mother so that you could be able to get on that bus. That's what we're doing. We're giving ourselves permission. So instead of repeating the same narrative of, I'll be happy when I get a job or when I lose this weight or when I get the relationship, then you know we're going to get lit, you know? That's when I'm going to be doing what I need to do. No, you're going to change that inner monologue to say, I allow my life to be good. That's just the basic. That's just the basic thing that we're telling ourselves so that we can lay the foundation and give ourselves permission to be successful. Give yourself this permission and don't feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. People might start looking at you crazy. You know, people don't receive it so well when you make bold statements sometimes. Yeah. It's like, who do you think you are? Who does she think she is? Don't worry about that. Don't feel guilty about that. Don't associate it with something negative like, yeah, it's going to take a lot of hard work. You know, a lot of people, they don't do that well and they don't usually make that much. You know, we'll go on the loop with that.
We'll say all the things to try to convince ourselves to not do what we need to do.
People with money are evil and they
switch, they change.
Yeah.
Expect me to switch it up.
In a positive
way. I'm actually going to change.
Have you been seeing that little trend?
I'm going to change.
Where it's like, if I win the lottery, I wouldn't say anything. There would be signs, and then on the next picture is the signs of what it would be. You're going to see that I've stepped into something. You're going to see
that I've touched a little something.
You're
going to
see
something.
That my subconscious has been reprogrammed, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be loud.
And proud.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing a thing.
So for the next activities and tools and tips that we're going to provide to you, I want to preface them by saying that the best time to rewire your subconscious is when you're in a theta state. So, theta brain activity. There's different types of brain activity. There's gamma, there's beta, there's delta. We're going to be delta, but we're going to be focusing on theta. Mm-hmm. So, your theta brain activity is the highest when you're falling asleep. Like, not when you deep in your slumber, not when you're in your REM sleep, you're in your REM, but when you're falling into your sleep, when you're waking up, when you're in deep meditation, and when you're listening to binaural beats. Now, this theta brain state is the state that they say that we're in between the ages of 1 to 7, when our subconscious is getting reprogrammed. We're really imaginative. You can be riding on a broom and it's a horse to you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're playing doctor. You know, kids are we really be in our bag.
Yeah.
So when we're in this theta brain state, we're tapping back into that space. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take advantage of these times when we're doing some of these other tools and tips so that they can work.
Listen, I had my binaural beats going today.
Baby, listen, the way I was listening to my... ever since this whole week for one... Maybe it hasn't been a whole week. It's probably been like 4 days now. I've been falling asleep listening to certain things. And as soon as I wake up... It really worked today, though. When I fell asleep, I was listening to something. And when I woke up, my first thought was like a good thought.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, baby, this shit is working.
Powerful. Powerful. I know it works because when I used to listen to them sleep sounds and different like brainwaves for deep sleep, girl, I would be in the deepest sleep. But you know, I sleep with somebody else, so they can't handle it.
He can't handle it too much for him. He's like, you reprogrammed me. You're reprogramming me.
Exactly.
Against my will.
Y'all tap in. Okay. next tool is positive affirmations. So regularly repeating positive affirmations that challenge and replace negative beliefs is important, right? Affirmations should always be in the present tense. We always know that, right? Present tense, positive and specific. So we want to say things like, I am confident and capable. Mm-hmm. I attract positive opportunities, or I am worthy of success. Get creative on how it is that you want to construct your affirmations, but please don't say do not. Don't have no negatives in there because honey, they say that the universe cannot tell the difference.
They say they and it can't. The mind can't tell. And it can't tell so that's difference. Why you don't want to even say, like, even if it's not outwardly negative, instead of being like, I will be rich, you have to say, I am rich.
Yeah.
I already am.
And take it a step further. You know, take it a step further. We have so many. We have a whole episode on affirmations that we spoke up to with Toni Jones. Mm-hmm. And she broke down how you can construct your affirmations, create some really powerful affirmations, because we don't want them to be very surface on, I am rich. That can be very. I get what you're saying. We are rich in spirit and in heart and in pockets.
Rich spirit.
But there's a way for you to really create an affirmation that speaks to you, that can help bring that positive energy into you, into your life, into your world, your reality, that is filled with depth. We want them to be deep too.
We do.
So yeah, positive affirmations. Room at. Speaking of which, we have tons available.
We have tons of audio affirmations. Now, you don't want to listen to them in your ears, but you can get the affirmations, because we be clowning. This next tip and tool is something that I've been tapping into more also, and it's visualization. Mm-hmm. So we want to create vivid, colorful mental images of our desired outcomes. So we're visualizing success, achievement, and positive experiences so that we can reinforce this positive mindset. And the thing that visualization does is it really taps into the emotion. It helps you really tap into the senses. Mm. You're visualizing it and you're thinking about how you're going to feel when you're in this experience. So how you're going to feel when you're living in this house, or when you don't have to clock in and you get to figure out what you want your day to look like. Mm-hmm. And you get to work from where you want to work, and you just get to go to the mall and buy the things that you want to buy, and you're with your family and your friends and you're traveling. You know, how do you feel? What are the emotions that this is evoking in you? Because that really helps reprogram the subconscious mind when we're tapped in on an emotional level. It has to be emotional.
Yeah.
So if you're visualizing something and you don't feel like it's evoking emotion, that's a sign that's probably too little. It's not big enough. It's not really doing anything for you.
Yeah.
Get in there and get deeper. What does the relationship feel like? What does the perfect day look like? What is this first date gonna feel like when I'm sitting here across from this person and we're really vibing and we're having an engaging conversation and I'm like, oh wow, I like this, you know? Yeah. What does that look like? So pick something you are truly committed to making a reality and spend 10 to 15 minutes each day visualizing it as if it's already happened. We're taking it there. Period. And your subconscious mind is going to absorb those feelings and images as if they were real. Because again, our subconscious mind doesn't know what's real or fake. They just know that we're feeling something.
Right.
And it feels good. And that's going to help give you the confidence that you need to make it come true. Every day. Every day. There was an experiment done where based on shooting free throws and making it. And people were visualizing themselves like making the free throws every day. How it would feel if they made it. Not even actually like practicing. Not saying you don't have to practice, but they were just visualizing it. And they saw positive results from that. Mm. So, baby, the way I've been imagining myself, I'm like, oh, yes.
Implementing, y'all. Okay, next, mindfulness and meditation. We know that meditation is a way that we can quiet our thoughts, go to a place where we can be less judgmental of our thoughts and ourselves. That's what the mindfulness and the meditation does, is giving.
It does.
You know, and this awareness can help us identify negative thought patterns. It also can help us be more gracious and self-compassionate with ourselves. There's so much that can happen in a meditation process, in a meditation practice, regular meditation. So you also become more receptive to positive changes. whatever your meditation practice looks like, if it's through the breath work, if it's just sitting silently, if it's through your morning walks, you know, you can use the Insight Timer, you can use the Calm app, guided meditation, just having a space where you can be quiet with yourself and let things come and go and observe your thoughts without being overly critical or overly judgmental is game changing. That's why I loved breath work so much. It was the only time that I was able to shut the fuck up. My mind, rather, you know, it was the only time that I was like, okay, we're here. This is an intentional time and space. I'm being guided with my breath. And through this, I'm not only aware of what's happening with my breath, but I'm also so quiet in the mind that I feel liberated and free after this is all done, you know. And then there's thoughts that might come to you. You can be more gracious with yourself after sitting with yourself for an hour or 45 minutes. You don't know what's going to come up. I used to be crying.
And this, and during the meditation is a time when your theta brain activity is high. That's how your mind needs to be in that state. And you were feeling good, weren't you?
I was feeling great.
See?
Although I don't think Bianca's at my old studio anymore. She is in the Insight app.
She is?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. I've done one of her class. I just really enjoy the in-person studio experience. Yeah. And I really, really enjoy her teaching style. So
yeah, she had a good
she's a
style.
Gemstone.
Another tool is hypnotherapy. So this is really I want to try this. I want to try this because I feel like this can really, I know that this can be a game changer. So you can do guided hypnotherapy or there's some self hypnosis that you can do, and this helps you access your subconscious mind more directly, really getting to the source, what's going on in there. So you can do this through recorded sessions or of course with a qualified hypnotherapist. But like we said, subconscious mind happen changing and reprogramming the subconscious mind happens through repetition and hypnosis. And I know hypnosis has like a stigma of like, oh, you're getting hypnotized. It's not creepy. It's the state of your mind, you know? It's the state of your mind. And I see it as like an airplane. Instead of taking the train, you can book a flight. You know what that is.
All aboard.
You know what that does. So,
yes. Next, you can practice positive self-talk. So we have to really be mindful of our inner dialogue. We've been saying this because, baby, we not only can be our own worst enemy, we can be our own worst critics, and we can be very judgmental of ourselves. So it's really important to speak to yourself like a friend. Offer yourself that grace, compassion that you will offer your homegirl. You wouldn't be talking to her all crazy if she said something to you. You'd be like, girl. Or if she was being overly harsh with herself. There's so many times that I think about, like, I'm so much more like generous and gracious and compassionate with the people around me. I'm like, no, don't say that. No, you're this, you're that. And it's like, I have to also give that to myself. So, you know, we have to replace the need to be self-critical and overly judgmental with those positive affirmations or, you know, being kinder. That's important.
It is.
Replace it, girl. Stop. Stop it in its tracks.
Another one that's popular that we need to take advantage of more is having a gratitude practice. If you are cultivating a practice of expressing gratitude daily, that's going to help you focus on the things that are positive in your life and take your focus away from the negative. Because it's easy to, we'll have a whole convo about what we don't have. I'm so tired of this. we can take it there.
Yeah.
We can take it there. But instead, we're going to shift. And so what we're happy about, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful that you have? Because we have so many things to be thankful for. And what happens is that energy starts to help you get more things that you're grateful and thankful for. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I feel like gratitude is that bridge between the present and the future, right? The self that we are right now and the self that we wish to become. It's like being content in the current because, yes, we're very happy and we can be thankful for what it is that we have, but also, it would be nice too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice little bridge there. So take it every now and again.
Yeah.
Behavioral repetition is a cheat code, y'all. Consistency is so important. This is a great time to implement the be, do, have ideology, mindset, concept. Decide the person you want to be, do those things that person does, and then have those things that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so repetition, constantly engaging in those behaviors or patterns where you're like, this feels like I'm doing the things that are aligning me to my highest self, and even when it's tough, is what's really going to help us reprogram our subconscious mind. If it's the diet, if it's the working out, if it's the waking up on early, if it's committing to a certain hobby or practice, if it's deciding what it is, changing your job, whatever it is.
Not texting back.
That too. Make the commitment. Decide who you want to be.
And keep doing.
Align yourself with those habits and those daily, you know, small little atomic habits that make the big changes and the big difference. And then you look up and you're like, wow, look at me being the best and the baddest bitch there is.
Never had a bitch like me in life. Final tool that we're going to provide here is to limit your exposure to negativity. Gots to be mindful of the information in the media that we are taking in, that we're consuming.
Yes.
We really do. And surround ourselves with positive influences and limit our exposure to, we know what's not good for us.
Quiet the noise.
We know. That's the thing. We know. We know what's going on. Anything that's going to reinforce our negative beliefs, we got to get rid of it. Why are we continuously looking at that shit? We know what it's doing to us. We know how it makes us feel. So find your people. If it has to be a new group of people, sometimes it is. That sucks. I know. But find your people and spend time with them, intentional time with them, pouring into them, allowing them to pour into you, getting off of social or maybe tailoring your feed so that you're not feeling like you're inadequate and not good enough.
Yeah. Love it. So we've talked about a lot, but before we transition, we want to let you know how you know that all of this shit is working, right? How do we know that, okay, I've been doing
I'm seeing a shift.
And now I'm seeing a shift. So you're becoming more self-aware. That's always, it always goes back to the self-awareness. You know, are you
We can never escape it.
No. You know, but are you catching yourself when you start to overly criticize yourself? Are you catching yourself when those negative self-talk or beliefs start coming into you and you're like, I can't? Are you catching that? Are you being more kind to yourself?
Yeah.
Are you able to shift your focus at will? You know, those types of things, the awareness being there lets you know, oh, you're really doing your big one. These are the signs of self-awareness.
Yeah, you got to be aware. You have to be aware of your subconscious mind to reprogram it. If you're not aware, then you're going to be up Schitt's Creek with no paddle.
Then none of this even matters.
None of it matters.
You're actually just operating still from the subconscious.
Another way that you know it's working is if you find yourself taking more risk, you find yourself dipping your foot into that pool of fear. And everyone has different risk tolerances. It's not all going to look the same. We know that, right? But our limiting beliefs causes us not to take risk at all. If you're super risk averse and you know you really don't be doing shit, and now you're like, I'm doing things. I'm doing stuff that I know I don't normally do, but I'm doing it. So get out of that comfort zone. You find yourself doing that. That is an indicator that it's working.
Yeah, a little bit, little by little.
It's working.
Last way to know that some shit is working for you is you start attracting positivity, right? Like attracts like. You think about it, it starts moving towards you. That is a real...
Can't wait to arrive at that place, that sweet place.
It's the law of attraction, right? So reprogramming your mind to think more positively can actually bring more positivity into your life. That's what we want. So you start seeing some shit come to you, it's like, oh, why wouldn't this? Why not
I was
me?
Expecting it.
Period.
I was actually waiting on you at the door.
There are certain things that I do be expecting. I'm like, yeah, I'm not surprised that happened. I was expecting it. And I love that. I love when I'm in that bag. I just want to be in there more frequently.
I want to live in it.
I want to live there.
Permanent residence in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say so.
Oh, I was waiting. It was either going to be you or me. I was waiting. I'm like,
so. Well, ladies. Honestly, my hope is that we really begin to see the power that we possess in a real way. And stop talking about it and actually start doing. Because I myself am tired of talking. I'm very tired of talking. I feel like I've said enough. I'm ready to really see some tangible change. And it's things like this that are going to contribute to that change. Something that sometimes seems woo-woo to people, but it's really real. This is science. Like, we're not making shit up. There's some things that you have to do to change the way that you've been. We are older. You know, we're getting older. Mm-hmm. We have been set in these ways for so long. And you really have to get in there and change some things up to do differently. That's just really what it comes down to. And I hope that you all are encouraged from listening to this to do differently, because that's what we're doing this for ourselves and for y'all.
She said it.
Okay,
girls, it is time to transition to the very last segment of the show. We would like you to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is the part of the show where we get to share little things that we're loving, that are inspiring us, that we're obsessed with. This is also the part of the show where you can contact us at the Homegirl Hotline, not to be confused with Hangout, and share with us the things that you're loving or things that you feel like the community could benefit from learning of. Or if you need advice or any of that shit too, we're available there. So the gym this week. Last week, Brittany shared that, you know, we went to Calamigos Guest Ranch. Calamigos Guest Ranch. And they had so many take home goodies and different things for you to try. So while she got the body scrub, I took the Foria Intimacy Sex Oil with CBD. So it has 25 milligrams of CBD, I believe. But what I loved about this oil, y'all, is that it was like, it has organic coconut oil. That's the main component of the oil.
Good.
Yeah. And then it has organic hemp seed, grown hemp for the CBD. Natural, high quality ingredients. And when I tell you it was a slip and slide, baby, it was a slip and slide. So some girlies like to use it as a lube, and you can use it as a lube. You can also use it as a massage oil. However you feel inclined to use it, use it. We use it as more of an oil.
A massage oil?
More of an oil vibe, you know, kind of just to intensify.
Does it heat up?
It doesn't heat. It doesn't heat.
Really,
but the CBD, you know, when you apply CBD topically, it can have that relaxing sensation.
Girl,
it'll make things even more sensitive.
I've had a CBD massage before.
Yeah, it intensifies the feelings that you're having, right? Or the sensation. So I really loved it. Andres really loved it. It's definitely something that we will be implementing into our repertoire. So it's available online. It's linked in the show notes. And for the girlies who like a local grab, it's available at Ulta.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
We love a convenience.
Love that.
Convenient pickup.
10 out of 10, would use again.
I'm going to have to give me some of that.
Because
I knew it looked good. When I seen it, I was like,
I'm usually not. And another thing that I want to say is it doesn't have any scent. It's unfragranted, which is really nice if you're a sensitive girl. I am a sensitive girl. And there was no adverse reaction. There was no adverse effect, which is really
it's
nice.
It's just getting down to the nitty gritty.
It's clean. And you know, something else. Andres was like, babe, what's the name of that oil? I seen him looking for the oil. And I'm like.
He went to Ulta?
No. He was looking for it, and we weren't even about to engage. And I'm like, what are you looking for the oil for?
He
was like, I got to send it to somebody. I'm like, now who the fuck
are you telling? Why are you telling 100,000
people?
I'm
like, now you're telling people about it. Now it's your gem. Now you're dropping a gem. So he was sharing it with his friends, telling them to tap in with it. I'm like, okay, they each one teach one.
Listen.
So.
Pick up your pen.
He's dropping a gem. It's definitely worth getting y'all in and having fun with. You don't even have partnered.
I love a little something to have fun with.
And I do want to say partnered or unpartnered, it is a nice addition.
Yeah, you can use it with your vibrator.
Exactly. And I think that would be a fun time. I think it would be a fun time to do.
I can imagine that. The only thing is.
It'd be so quick.
Girl!
So short. It'd be short-lived.
Wouldn't even. Damn.
Do what it needs.
I'm like, well.
Wouldn't even penetrate, baby.
Right.
It was right there. Oil still sitting on
the dress.
Yeah, didn't even get dropped.
Well.
But try it out. Have a little fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Y'all, we have come to the end of the road. We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, share it with a friend. Okay? And we will see you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.